hit me, baby, one more time with that conservatorship. Hi, in honor of one of my favorite artists, Britney, we're going to talk about conservatorships and how to protect yourself coming up on the show today.
From the streets of San Antonio, straight to your wallet, it's Jake's 2 cents on Jake of All Trades.
All right, welcome back. My name is Kirk, and I'm not a financial expert.
But I'm Jake Rivas. I am the financial expert. And together, Kirk and I talk about financial planning topics, we review the economy, and occasionally we talk about pop culture, all with the express purpose of helping our listeners build wealth both today and into the future.
Yeah, and just so people understand, like, we're going to talk about Britney Spears and what's going on with her as just a general interest. But there are principles that... people who aren't in that situation in terms of being mega millionaires, or at least the heir, like the creators of right. millions of dollars and having lots of problems and all the stuff that goes into it. I think it's an interesting case, but you know, from a general interest piece perspective, it's interesting because Britney Spears is a citizen of America and she's a human. And we don't think of pop stars as humans sometimes. And I think that's a problem. And then of course, what can an everyday person learn from this thing? Because correct me if I'm wrong. I think you might know a little bit more about the case, but you don't have to be in her situation to suffer some of the things she did. Right?
No way. And I think that's why we want to talk about this on the episode. Like, this might be a high profile brought to everyone's attention, but in everyday lives, when we think about the factors that are influencing this conservatorship that's over her wealth, it's things that affect everyday people, it's things that affect me, things that affect my friends, you know, mental health, conflicts of interest, unreliance on, you know, family members for, you know, support. Those are all things that have played into this role of a conservatorship over her estate and her affairs. And so what that really means is that she just has like zero control over any of her wealth. She has basically her basic needs are taken care of, but she has to consult with her father and a trustee at all times to make financial decisions or even make lifestyle decisions like having a kid. Stuff like that. Even this conservatorship has that degree of control. And this is becoming more popular too. There's a new movie out on Netflix that's called I Care a Lot. And the movie.
Okay. I saw a preview of that and I didn't watch it.
The movie is intense and it does deal with a lot of these same issues. It talks about dealing with hired guardians that take control of elderly people when they have been ruled, you know, mentally incapable of taking care of themselves or whatever. But the problem is that the people that are making those decisions aren't necessarily making those decisions in the best interest of the individual. Yeah. They're just sort of being affected by it, which is kind of insane.
Okay, so before we get into conservatorship and what's going on, I do want to take a moment at the beginning to kind of talk about who Britney Spears is. Now, we all know this, of course, to some degree, but I think she's been out of the popular, you know, zeitgeist for a long time, and we might forget who she is to some degree, the impact she had, you know, the success of her work and the influence and effect she had, and then, of course, what happened and what led to the conservatorship and some basic assumptions I think a lot of people had and just, you know, the way she was treated, which is bad. So obviously she had her, you know, she was in the Mickey Mouse Club and she had, when she was a kid, and then she had her breakout song, like Hit Me Baby One More Time, where she was dressed up as a schoolgirl. And that's when I think she's like maybe 2 or 3 years older than me. Maybe.
Yeah. I think she just turned 40 or,
oh really?
She's almost 40.
I didn't realize she's that old actually.
3 or 4 years older than you.
Okay. Yeah. I just turned 36. She's 39. She's 39 right now. So she's 3 years older than me, I guess. Or 2.5, I think. But anyway, So like, you know, I was a kid when this happened, like, or high school, like just getting into high school, I think, when that happened. And it was never cool to talk about it as a guy, right? It was never
like Britney Spears.
Yeah. But I bought her CDs and I never told anybody till today, I think. I'm making that announcement, yes. But I bought her CDs for sure. I loved her song. Like, I'm not a music person. I'm not, you know, I don't, so it was pop songs, but I loved them and I fell in love with her, I think was the real thing as, you know, a young male. And, I think a lot of guys, I bet, were like that and won't admit it, or at least listen to her songs in private. I don't think it was just girls, you know, who were listening to her. I think it was a lot of people. I mean, she was a big star. So anyway, you know, I just think, like, you know, she goes from that. She has some, you know, she hits fame on a level that is only a handful of people have ever hit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's famous, there's ultra famous, and then there's like Michael Jackson, Britney Spears famous, right?
Right.
Like, there's, you know, Beatles famous. Like, yeah. There's another level where it's like, you know, I don't care how much money, I would never want personally.
Right.
Just because you lose everything in terms of, you know, anonymity and, you know, you can't trust anybody in your life ever because they're all out for, like, it's crazy and doesn't seem enjoyable.
Right.
So that's what she was going through. And then, of course, I think several years later after her big hit, like in her 20s, at some point, she did seem to go insane of some sort, right? She shaved her head.
Had a mental
breakdown. She had a kid with some random guy that was like, seemed like a loser at the time.
Two kids.
Yeah. And then I think this is, and now we can, or, you know, you tell me your experiences with her, but, and then we can talk about the conservatorship and what that means.
And I think in that explanation about her story, we have to acknowledge her age and the role that played as well. Right. Mm-hmm. When you reach that pinnacle point of this ultimate fame, and it's at the same time when you're, you know, 20 years old, you're not fully mentally developed to be able to handle a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
And so that's where I think this becomes really relatable to everyday life and everyday people. We tend to, at least I know for myself, I tend to not think about, you know, any type of a disability or incapacity for myself because I'm young. And so when I'm talking to clients about these issues, I generally tend to skew towards an older demographic, right? When I'm talking about incapacity or other problems, a disability, it's with the older clients. But this points to a huge flaw, which is if you're not emotionally prepared to handle what's facing you at that particular age, you can easily be taken advantage of, even when you're young. And that appears to be, according to what I've heard and read, and we've heard from Britney Spears herself about how this is no longer a good thing for her. But all of that being said, I think, you know, I lost my train of thought, but I was just saying, you know, youth in and of itself. Well,
like having the incapacity, like being incapacitated in some mental or physical way and not expecting it in an early age. And then it affects you later after you've overcome it or something. Right.
Right.
Cause that's what happens with her. She has taken control of her life in a lot of ways from what it seems like. And, you know, she's steadied herself, hopefully. And, you know, she's still only 39. She's still young and there's no reason why she can't take control of her life and live her life. And it seems like now she has this conservatorship, which, can you just explain exactly how something like that happens and where it comes from? And, like, especially, you know, use her as an example, but even with normal people, how it can happen and what it is exactly.
A conservatorship is somebody else becomes the power of attorney over all of your it can be limited to financial affairs. It could be limited to healthcare affairs, or it could be total, like both. And this is the instance that she has, which is her father and a trust company have sole authority over her financial and mental health care, all of it, all of her affairs. And so she's got roughly $60 million estate. And it's basically
I feel like it should have been higher than that. Did they squander it?
But, well, I think it did grow when they took over at the start of the conservatorship, whenever it first started. She was actually behaving inconsistently.
Oh, she was squandering it.
Absolutely. So they did do some, there was some benefits to this. However, now it's, it seems there's gone to a point where it's gone too far, right?
Got it.
So this $60 million estate, none of it is accessible to her. So if she needs to write, if she wants food, right? Well, somebody's going to pay for that food and get it to her. Or if she wants to go on a trip, she has to get approval for that. And she can't take herself. She's got to go with somebody, right? These are like overwhelming amounts of control over her money and her abilities to do things with any of her money. And that's essentially what a conservatorship is. It's just like a parent telling you what you can and can't do with your money. And so if we look back at what happened to her initially, that probably made sense. She could have ended up in a very bad situation. Mm-hmm. And so that probably helped prevent her from, or helped avoid some of that. But now here we are today, and this is a grown woman who appears competent enough to stand before a judge and say, I don't want this anymore.
So did she choose this? Did she?
I don't believe so. I don't know for
sure. So this
certain,
can be imposed on you?
I think it can be. Yes, it can absolutely be imposed on you. That's also what makes the movie on Netflix that I referenced at the beginning so fascinating, because yeah, it's based on true stories. And this can absolutely be imposed on you if a judge in a court of law rules you mentally unfit to take care of yourself. And so depending on the influence of the people that are bringing those quote unquote charges against you, right? If they're successful, like they were in this instance, they now have that control.
So just out of curiosity, do you think that's legitimate ever, that they can do that like that, the way they do, like conservative? Just, I'm just curious your opinion on conservatorship. I mean, I didn't really know much about it. I could tell you my opinion just in hearing it, but
yeah, you know, I'm really more so, and it could be, there could be, I'm not super familiar with like all the inner workings of a, yeah, well, like a true conservatorship. When the only things I've ever been exposed to when it came to somebody that was ruled that they couldn't behave in their own best interest, or they needed support, assistance with managing their life and their money, usually that involves using trusts, setting up trusts, mm-hmm, that are designed to provide sufficient assets for a lifestyle. But it never goes down to the granular level of controlling that particular lifestyle. And so
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's okay, because there should be other avenues through maybe therapy or, you know, proper trust planning, where you can still live a life even though you don't maybe have full access to everything.
Yeah. It's like, I'm actually, just from what I understand of it so far, I'm thinking that there can be cases where a very limited amount of this can be applied to a person, mm-hmm, if they're showing clear destructive, you know, to other people in particular, tendencies, you know, mm-hmm, so you're basically bordering on a criminal that's harming people and can be harming people, but you're not, you haven't broken laws sufficient to go to jail or something. Like I could see there being a case like that, which maybe she bordered on because she broke that, you know, she met with that umbrella, she was breaking, yeah, the, you know, so she was kind of a menace to some degree for a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she had kids. And I think like with kids, you know, there's a, I'm very pro letting parents, you know, parents have control over everything of their own kids, like Brittany. And, but when it, there has to be a line where there's physical abuse that, mm-hmm, needs to be checked. And that's where you can, where I do believe in, you know, so I've said on the show before how I don't like in big governments encroaching on lives, but I do think there's a role for a government that's important. Sure. And my sense is that, from what I'm hearing from this case and maybe cases similar, is that it's not a legitimate thing basically without her consent. And even though she has her faculties with her, and she was never convicted of a felony unless there was some conviction we never heard about, and there was some backdoor deals or something, that she has this imposition put on her, or anybody has this imposition put on them, that somebody is essentially a parent to them, and they don't, you know, because the she can't have kids is what I'm understanding her.
Correct.
You know, and she couldn't be able to spend the money on the kids the way she wanted to at all. Like I can, you know, again, I could see certain temporary restrictions,
but to address an issue,
to address an issue for a temporary amount of time.
Right.
But you know, at the end of the day, for me, it's her money. So if she wanted to spend it all, she should be able to spend it all. If it, she goes into a self-destructive tendency, it's not good. But I mean, a lot of people have done that with wealth, and that's not a reason to like take over their lives.
Right.
You know, that's their lives. If they screw it up, that's their problem. Like I'm you know, I'm an independent thinker, I guess, or I believe in independence.
I think that's legit. I think the other thing too, that's crazy with this is that she has been working all of these years as well. So not only did they take control, they were still, you know, wanting her to work and produce wealth, although she had no control over it. And that's kind of a terrible situation as well.
So that's what I'm saying, I guess, is like, I think I understand that they're doing it for her good is the argument that I'm hearing, unless there's other arguments I'm not hearing so far. That's not a legitimate reason to take over someone.
Right. And now to still, so, and to be clear, just here where this is July 2nd and on June 30th, she went before a judge requesting to have her father removed from the conservatorship, and that request was denied again.
Why? So what, does it say the grounds?
It doesn't say the grounds. So I'm not sure, you know, what is what we're missing, because obviously we just read the news. So I have no idea, you know, what this could be. But, you know, this could very well be that situation too, where there's a lot of powerful people in control and there's nothing to say they can't no longer be in control. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I want to read a little bit more about the, cause it says here is denied without prejudice. So it's like completely denied.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I want to know more about that, but yeah. So she has a birth control device.
Correct.
This this whole case is insane.
It's really crazy.
What is going on?
Yeah. So I think let's take a few high level things, practical applications that we can take.
Yeah, let's apply it to normal people for now.
Because this is not a normal situation. But I can tell you that I encounter situations working as an advisor to clients where family members are often not the most trusted advisor or, you know, contact that the client should be working with. There's an article that we were reading in Investment News about this, about Brittany's case. And in the article, another advisor in here was talking about how when a young person had set up their investment accounts and started working with a financial advisor, the client made it particularly clear to the investment advisor that my parents are abusive. And if something happens to me, all of my wealth and all of my possessions will automatically by default due to state law become their property. Right. And so those are the type of practical applications that you can set up before you get to a place where you do have a mental break. Hopefully that never happens. Right. But those are the unplanned things that we can't plan for. We it's impossible, but you can set up contingencies. I know for a fact I don't have a good relationship with this person, and state laws actually dictate that that person will be in control if something happens to me. So there are very easy ways to prevent that from happening. And the easiest way, it's a new push in the financial services industry, and it's something that's called a trusted contact. And all that person is somebody that you have specified and added to your accounts that you're comfortable with having your financial advisor or some other person that holds, that custodies those accounts, contact that trusted person if they suspect something's going on with you, or if you ask them to contact that person for you because you think something's going on. And that can be somebody totally different. That's whoever you want it to be. So if you're in that situation where state law is going to dictate somebody else has control over you that you don't want, set up those contingencies now. One of the easiest is that trusted contact. Another one is just having a power of attorney created. They're very inexpensive, and a power of attorney can be created over your money, over your health, over your last final wishes, any and all and in between. So those are things that you can put into place, even if you're young, that help protect you even from yourself. Because I think that's a message too that we're getting through here, is she probably needed, she meaning Britney Spears, probably needed some protection from herself at some point. The problem now was that nobody else was looking out for her. There was a conflict of interest there, clearly, because now her father has had this control over her for a decade, if not longer, and nothing has changed. And so having some of those things set up beforehand is just a great risk management technique without much thought and without a lot of expense. And that's something that everybody could do.
So apply this to Britney's case, though. What would it have looked like if at 18 she would have done that? Like had a trusted contact?
Then in that case, her father, there's a chance, I don't know how, you know, if it would have gone through, but there's a chance at least that they wouldn't have automatically selected her father to be the point person in charge of the conservatorship. Maybe she could have had, I don't know, a financial advisor. Maybe she could have had her mom. Maybe she could have had somebody else she had a better relationship with. That could have been articulated by her according to her wishes, which would have then been at least acknowledged in the process of selecting a conservator.
Yeah, and her case does have unique aspects. So like for a normal person or like a non-celebrity, this type of situation can happen. I would imagine like someone maybe goes in their, you know, they're 20, 21, and they go down a drug, you know, they start taking drugs, like serious drugs, and maybe they have some money, or maybe they're inheriting some money or something. And, maybe they've inherited, let's say they inherit $1 million, but they've, you know, in that time they became like a serious drug addict, and somebody didn't want them to have access to all of that right away, 'cause it would probably kill them or something. Right. They would just go out in a burst of heroin. So they like, so then this is a time in a, like a real case where a conservatorship can be applied to a normal person who's a good person, probably just having some difficulties or whatever, and they're abusing drugs, I should say, not just taking.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
So that if that person had a trusted contact, that could protect them from a situation like that. Or if they were like, you know, hit by a car and they got brain damage of some sort and they started acting weird. There actually are a lot of cases where someone gets in a really bad car accident, or the person, like your body is hit by a car or something that happens, and your brain gets so jostled. Like there's a lot of cases of people just not acting the same, right? Or soldiers,
right?
With PTSD, like this, I'm sure this happens to them sometimes.
Yeah.
Like they might, you know, start acting super erratically and somebody applies a conservatorship on them or something, 'cause they're,
right,
they don't want them messing things up. So having a trusted contact, you know, even if you don't fall into those categories, it makes sense to have to try to find someone in your life that you could trust, even if it's a financial advisor.
Absolutely. And I think that too is even the role of a financial advisor. So from what I've read about Britney Spears's case, there was never a financial advisor in the mix. It's always been dad, a court of law, and a trust department. So a trustee is not the same as a financial advisor. A trustee just oversees the assets and disseminates it according to trust provisions, but there's not any advisor that's advocating for the client in this situation, right? So that's where the advisor can step in and say, hey, in this instance, Britney called me up today and asked for $20 million and sounded a little manic. She happens to have a trusted contact on her account. It's not her father. It's someone else. I'm going to contact this person. Now we've notified somebody that she, in her right state of mind, stated she wanted to be contacted. And now this person's involved and it's a better situation because that's what the client initially wanted, rather than the default in that situation being, she's manic. What do? I guess we just go to the parents. And in that instance, that might not have been the best approach because the parents didn't have her best interests at heart. Possibly. I'm just making assumptions.
So, by the way, I did glance at something here on an article. It does look like part of it, and it's probably more complicated than this, but part of it for Brittany in this particular case is that she did not, what's it called? She did not file the proper petition to terminate her concern. So like the judge could not make a decision based on her statement alone. She did. So that's part of
this most recent.
One. So I think that's what's going on. But to me, what's really so maybe it's just a weird legal thing, which I don't understand why she wouldn't talk to a lawyer. Maybe, you know, there's gotta be a friend. I mean, she's Britney Spears. She can call up a lawyer, so maybe there is, there's probably other things going on that we're not familiar with. And I don't want to make too many judgments, but for me, it still is crazy that any human can hold conservatorship over another human ever, unless that person is completely in there's movies about this where you see people who are insane and they're in insane, you know, like 12 Monkeys. Mm-hmm. Or like in movies where you see people or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or something. We see like, you know, people who are constrained against their will because they're supposedly insane. And there's movies where you see this where it's like the person's supposedly not insane, but nobody believes them because everybody who's insane says that. So it's like, what is insanity and where do you lose that, you know, portion of yourself? And so I understand that there's some level where that's the case, right? But I think the bar should be really high for something like that, personally. Yeah. Like, it cannot just be that somebody is like different than society or they're weird, or as long as they're not harming other people, to me, they should not be in that situation. That's my personal view. Like, the bar has to be so high, and it seems like it's way too low in general. If this is happening to Brittany, where they're giving her birth control and forcing it on her.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
That's a pretty intense level of control.
Yeah. I mean, unless she's like slashing people with a knife and we don't know about it, or like, you know, then if she's doing those kinds of behaviors, then maybe she does need to be in an asylum of some sort.
Right. Then maybe she should be institutionalized, and that's a completely different, you know, now we're in a different.
Yeah. But you need to prove that, right? And there needs to be high standards for something like that as well. You can't just throw in somebody you don't like into it, you know, into that thing. And same thing with the conservatorship. You know, if she can't control her life, you know, that's as long as she's not harming other people, I don't understand why that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think my biggest takeaway from this too, in addition to, you know, setting up those trusted contacts with investment accounts, is we need to acknowledge the role that mental health plays in financial decision making.
Yeah.
And that is sometimes, I think, discounted when we're thinking about, you know, putting a beneficiary on an account, or we're thinking about setting up accounts to transfer upon death. We're always thinking about end of life planning or massive disability planning, right? Yeah. But in a lot of instances, and very commonly, mental health can wreak havoc on your ability to handle money as well. So keep that in the back of your mind when you're thinking about and working with your financial advisor or working with your financial plan, that this is a risk. This is a risk, and I need to acknowledge and at least set up some contingencies to protect myself. That's the biggest takeaway, I think.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think that's important. And I think that's a message we've talked about a lot in general in terms of, you know, financial planning is not just about retirement in the last 10, 15 years of your life, like, or 20 or whatever. It's about your entirety of your life. A lot of things can happen. You know, finances is what allows life to happen, essentially.
Right.
You know, the other option is living in a forest you know, like Tom Hanks in Castaway. That's
right.
That's your other option, is living away. So long as we're in a society, you need, and in that case, you'll probably die of, you know, a tooth infection. in a society, finances are your ability to live. And so you need to think about it short and long term, mm-hmm. and, you know, contingencies against things that could happen, which this is one that could happen to pretty much anybody.
Anybody. Right? I will tell you, I have trusted contacts on my accounts.
You have more than one?
Mm-hmm. No, I just have one trusted contact, but I have them listed on my accounts, and it's not a family member. So, okay. Yeah. So, and I'm 32, 31. I don't remember how old I am. It doesn't matter.
You don't remember how old you are?
Exactly. I'm in my early 30s.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, I think there's a, you know, the lessons to be learned. Think about finances. Figure out, you know, I want to support Britney Spears, part of me, because part of it is I don't think I said this. I told you before the show, but I didn't say it on the show. I was like, I felt bad because only a couple years ago, because I'm bald, for Halloween, I went as Crazy Britney to a Halloween party. And I didn't really know much about it, but I saw a documentary, or part of a documentary not too long afterwards, and I just realized how, sad the whole situation was, because part of what it seemed led to her, you know, whatever mental break she had, mm-hmm. was all the insane crippling fame, you know, and that's why she shaved her head, because everybody wanted her to be this certain kind of girl all the time. And it was just getting to be too much. And I don't, as someone who's had complete control over my life, I couldn't imagine having even a little bit of that kind of scrutiny on my life.
Right.
The way she had all of it. So it's like, I felt really bad for her, and it's like, it's not a funny thing. Yeah. What she went through. So I felt
true.
Bad.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So the message is, Brittany, we love you. We hope you become free of your conservatorship and can live the life you want to live. Yeah. I know you'll never hear this, but you know, we can dream. You never know. Yeah. All right, guys, that wraps up this episode of Jake of All Trades. Be sure to check us out on social media by searching for @Jake's2Cents and check out the blog at jakes2cents.com. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. Actual performance and results will vary. These interviews do not constitute a recommendation as to the suitability of any investment for any person or persons having circumstances similar to those portrayed. Consult a financial advisor regarding your specific circumstances.